the rest of the story. It made headlines in Fayetteville, North Carolina for several days. Deputy Sheriff Al Pate had been shot and killed. Al had been a peace officer in Cumberland County for more than 20 years. He was brave. He was beloved. And then, on the night of July 22, 1921, he led a raid on an illegal whiskey still. He was gunned down by one of the moonshiners. And the following Sunday, Al Pate was laid to rest. What happened to his killer is the rest of the story. The 20-year-old moonshiner-turned-murderer was one David Marshall Williams. Just about everybody in Cumberland County wanted his hide nailed to the barn door, but they didn't quite get their wish. Young Marsh, as he was called, was tried. He was convicted of second-degree murder, and he was sentenced to spend the next 30 years in prison, but Marsh had no intention of serving all that time. He'd been in stir a little more than 3 years when one day in the prison workshop he picked up some old junked auto parts in his hands, and he saw more than junk. He saw the raw material for a weapon, a super gun, perhaps a ticket to freedom. That very night, Marsh Williams started sketching rifle designs on scraps of paper. No ordinary firearm. This must be a devastating light semi-automatic weapon. And the more Marsh contemplated, the more ingenious his designs became. Later in the prison shop, using those same cast-off automobile and tractor parts, which had originally inspired him, working with hand tools and crude equipment, hacksawing and hand filing every individual component, Marsh Williams slowly, painstakingly brought his dream to life. And then one day the killer had fathered a killer. But the rest of the story is that Marsh had done it all with the warden's approval. With the warden's approval. And soon higher-ups in the prison system and eventually newspapers learned that a murderer was manufacturing firearms behind bars. Oh, yes, there were cries of astonishment and indignation, but with the continued support of the authorities immediately involved, Marsh Williams stuck to his guns. Marsh was considered rehabilitated and granted a full pardon after serving 8 years of his 30-year sentence. By then, he was a celebrity. And before very long, he would be recognized as one of the foremost firearm designers in the world. He, during his lifetime, would hold some 70 weapons patents. And among these was one masterpiece. And that was the gun that he first produced in prison with a file and a hacksaw. For David Marshall Williams, David Marshall Williams, the North Carolina moonshiner, whose future was washed up at 20, went on to win the respect of society and a place in history as the creator of the GI's best friend, the carbine prima donna of the Second World War, the American rapid-fire military rifle known and respected all over the world as the M1. Only now you know the rest of the story.